I wanted to ask you about the event that's planned on Saturday, but also to let people know what you guys do there. I just talked to Cadence downstairs. I was like, that's a great event. Randy, what is your title?
They forced me to call myself the executive director.
Oh, I love it. Who do you have joining you to make sure you say the right stuff?
Okay. Brandy Kepler, who is the business manager.
Okay.
And Crystal Morris, who is a peer support.
Well, welcome, you guys. You guys can pipe in, too, if Randy says anything that needs added to.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Well, let's start off with this. Tell me, can you explain to me what's going to be going on this weekend at Oberfest?
Okay. On Saturday night, Jeremy Ober and his friend Carson Steeb are going to come out and sing for us, perform a show. At the show, we will be giving away a 75-inch TV.
Nice.
And we have this new game we play. It's hard to explain, but what it amounts to is we shoot money, we make it rain money in the air, and if you can catch it, whatever you catch, you get to keep.
Are you serious? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you have to actually catch it in your hand. You can't have a basket or anything. Yeah.
Or not, you can't use your shirt, probably. That's a cheating move,
exactly.
Too. Yep.
And we do have a taco bar.
Okay.
That you can have free tacos. And we have shirts made up that talk about Oberfest and have kind of a outline of Jeremy on the shirt.
Oh, excellent. Now, I wanted you to share, Randy, a little bit about what Judy Warrick Wellness Recovery Center does for our folks here in our area.
Okay, what it actually is technically a mental health program, but I operate on the belief that everybody, and they do, everybody has mental health. So it's not just to help people that may be going through something, but it's also to prevent people from getting into issues with their mental health. And a long time ago, I realized that you hear a lot about support and companionship and advocating for people. You hear a lot of that. But when it comes to mental health support, you never hear the word fun.
No.
And no. I think fun is important, and we really believe in having fun out here. That's our big push. It's just something I think needs to be there. So we do offer a group. We offer activities, events, that we do know there's a serious side, but we really try to push the fun side.
Absolutely. That's a human thing to do, is to make sure. And also, I think sometimes the seriousness of what we have to deal with has to be cut with a little fun. And
yep,
I think that's really neat. Yeah.
I really believe that. I will share this with you. I have a mental health diagnosis, borderline personality disorder. And to sum that up in a short version, it's where you believe that nobody cares, everybody loves you, and you have absolutely no value to anybody or anything.
Oh, that's awful, Randy. Oh,
and
my gosh.
I have discovered that being out here around these two and some of the other staff and just some of the people that come here, I believe I do have a value somewhere, you know. So I figure if it can help me, it can help other people. So, you know, we really try to do, and we do a lot of things that I don't know if you have time for me to explain that we do.
Yes, I would love to, because I can post this on Facebook for people that they can listen to it later. I can put it on my show. I would like to know what you folks do there. I think it's important for people to know.
Yeah. Well, basically, we try to meet people where they're at, and wherever they're at in their life. We work a lot with crisis events. We've actually been involved in outright suicide threats.
Oh, my gosh.
We've been to several of them, and I am really pleased to say that everybody I've talked to in that situation is still alive and is doing quite well.
Oh, that's amazing.
We go places, to activities. We've gone to the Iowa Cubs. We go to the Clay County Fair. We've been to the Botanical Center. We just really try to involve people and give people the chance to do what they can do. But one of the big things we are involved in is homelessness.
Oh, wow.
We help people pay their rent. We help people pay the deposit to fill out a form to get housing. We make sure people get to their doctor's appointments. Just basically, if you have a need and it, you know, and if we can help, we help. We are becoming known now for, like, if we'll be in a grocery store or wherever, we will actually pay for people's groceries.
Oh, that's so nice.
Just out of the blue. I mean, it just kind of, you know, anything that will help people to live a better life,
right,
we do our best to help out.
Well,
I'm going to be honest. The need is so great that we unfortunately can't get to everybody, but we try. And I heard a saying a long time ago, we can't help everyone, but everyone can help someone.
Yes. Yep.
And I believe in that. And I've just tried to make our program that. The staff is great at doing that. It's not just me. Everyone here has that attitude, and we just kind of work at it. We also are in the process of putting together, we're going to start making our own videos to put on YouTube that are not to be taken seriously at all.
Right. I love it.
Yeah. I got told I cannot do this. I can't call it a music video, but I can call it a video with music. I will give you an example. I've lined up the people, and we're going to use ZZ Top, Sharp Dressed Man.
Oh, cool.
And we're going to have, yeah, some Sharp Dressed Men.
Oh, Randy, are you going to be one of them?
Well, yeah, because the one guy was supposed to be the lead quit, so now I'm stuck doing it.
Well, that's what you get. Hey, I love this so much, and I'm sad that I hadn't talked to you folks before, and I love that this event really came to my attention, and now I know what you guys do a little bit. And if anyone needs your help, how can they reach out to you guys?
Okay, we have a phone number. It's 515-408-4334.